which he says won't hold up under congressional pay-as-you-go rules. They require tax increases or other cuts to help offset the cost of new programs.
So even though Senator Obama says he supports pay-as-you-go rules in Congress, and even though Senator McCain claims to want to achieve a balanced budget by the end of his first term, neither of them in those claims are very consistent with what they're actually proposing in terms of their tax policy.
In the wake of a pending bailout of Wall Street before Congress, Rogers notes that both candidates have recognized their need to scale back on spending initiatives once a new administration is in place. Meanwhile, Rogers says most members of Congress are starting to realize that it's time to put political posturing aside and agree on a bailout plan. Rogers is with the Concord Coalition. It's a not-for-profit advocacy group promoting fiscal responsibility. Republican Congressman Jerry Weller is the only U.S. House member who was a no-show on the financial bailout bill this week, and he's getting an earful about that in his district. State Representative Bill Mitchell says his fellow Republican should resign if he doesn't think it's important enough to vote on such a critical package, and Mitchell scoffed at the claim that Weller couldn't attend the session because of a family matter. Mitchell says Weller should, in his words, be ashamed of himself for missing such a historic vote, but he doesn't think that Weller's absenteeism will be a factor in the November election. That's when Republican Marty Ozinga will face Democrat Debbie Halverson for Weller's seat. Weller decided not to run this year. The Democratic candidate for Indiana governor has announced proposals designed to help families avoid home foreclosures. They include required mediations between borrowers and lenders. Jill Long Thompson accused Republican Governor Mitch Daniels of doing nothing to help people avert foreclosures, though he signed legislation over the past 2 years that at least partially addressed the issue. Indiana ranks sixth highest in the nation in foreclosures, according to the latest figures from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Under Long Thompson's proposal, homeowners scheduled for foreclosure would be required to attend a court-ordered meeting with the lender and a mediator in hopes of modifying the mortgage and avoiding foreclosure. The Republican candidate in the Indiana Attorney General's race, Greg Zeller, says the office should seek more legislative authority to fight public corruption and boost confidence in the handling of taxpayer cash. Zeller says he'd ask the General Assembly to increase the amount of bonds that public employees are required to have if they handle large sums of taxpayer money. In corruption cases where a public employee steals money, for example, bonds are often the only thing left for the state to collect after the investigation is complete. State Senator James Meeks is bringing his message of school funding reform in Illinois to the friendly confines. 1 month after he led a two-day boycott of Chicago public schools, Meeks plans a protest outside tonight's playoff game between the Chicago Cubs and Los Angeles Dodgers at Wrigley Field. Meeks says the game will have the attention of not just the state but the country, and he wants to draw some of that attention to the issue of school funding reform. Meeks also raised the issue last month at a breakfast attended by the chief organizer of Chicago's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympics. Meeks wants an overhaul of the current school financing system that relies heavily on local property taxes, giving well-to-do districts an advantage over poorer ones. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. 91% of small business owners contributed to their communities last year. Commerce Bank is celebrating all that small business does for our community during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 4:33. Mike Sola has a look at our weather.
Thanks, Tom. We bounced back to 64 degrees. That's where we were at the top of the hour. Then we dropped down to 62. Now back to 64 on Friends Plaza. Willard Airport, they've been pretty steady at 64 degrees, a mostly sunny sky, a wind out of the north at 14 miles per hour. Some locations with gusts over 20 miles per hour, and it's a northerly wind, so there's a little bit of a chill to the air this afternoon, and even more so tonight as a large area of high pressure is right now centered over North Dakota and starting to spread towards the Missouri Ozarks. And as it does, it will continue to pull cooler air down into our area. So there will probably be at least some patchy fog in some rural locations, some locations in low valleys, They may see a little bit heavier frost overnight tonight, early tomorrow morning, but it should rebound pretty nicely after a partly cloudy sky tonight across central Illinois. Low temperatures around 40. Tomorrow we look for a high temperature. When Champaign-Urbana looking for a high of 64 degrees, the wind will be out of the west at 8 to 16 miles per hour. And we'll have a partly to mostly cloudy sky tomorrow night, a low of 43. And Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a slight chance of a passing shower. The high temperature 66. Partly cloudy Friday night, the low 45. And Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and a high of 72 degrees. Now, across Illinois and Indiana, there are a few areas in northern Indiana still looking at some at least radar returns. None of the observation stations showing rain, but they'll still have a chance for a few scattered showers in northern Indiana tonight. Northern Illinois and central Indiana, mostly cloudy. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy. Lows between 37 and 43, except a little warmer near Lake Michigan. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, with lawmakers in Washington grappling with a financial bailout package, Barack Obama and John McCain campaigned in the Midwest before returning to the Senate. Each urged his party to work toward compromise. Today on NPR's Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep spoke with Senator McCain, who was in Kansas City. The Republican nominee explained what he's telling fellow Republicans who oppose a bailout.
When there is a crisis that government